Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Damaged Goods by Gang of Four, a really fun post-punk track. Hope everybody's doing well. It's morning, afternoon, whatever you want to call it. Pollen's going crazy today, so I'm sorry if I sound a little bit stuffed up. But, you know, we ball. We keep moving. So, yeah. I got a fun set list for you guys today. I tried to play some stuff from... Actually, that's a lie. A lot of stuff is worse than I play normally, but there's some new stuff sprinkled in there. Yeah, I don't know. If you haven't listened to Entertainment by Gang of Four, which is what that song is off of, go listen to it. It's a great, super energetic post-punk album. Super fun. And yeah. All right, up next, we got some Stereo Lab. Diagonals, to be specific. Yeah, enjoy. We'll be right back. I really like the drums on that song. Yeah, Stereolab's drummer is pretty great, and most of the stuff that he does. Up next, we got some Panchico. We got Kicking Cars off of Death Metal. I'm super excited to see them. They're coming to Somerville Theater, or Crystal Ballroom, I want to say, in October. Super cool, like shoegaze kind of. I don't even really know what to describe them as. I'm going to say shoegaze because there's some pedals in there, but yeah, they're dope. This is Kicking Cars off of Death Metal. Yeah, that's Panchico. And for those of you who don't know the lore behind Panchico, basically they were a band out of somewhere in England. They made a little demo. It circulated. Didn't really do too well. Then flash forward about, 18, 19 years in the future, somebody finds this demo sitting at like a Goodwill type, a secondhand store, right? Takes it home, plays it. They find out, oh, wow, this is great. They love it. So they start posting it online and it gains some traction. And then sure enough, about a year later, they're back touring in the U.S. So, yeah, I'm very excited to see them. I'm curious what that's going to be like live. Up next, got some Stranger Waves mainstays here. We got some Beach Boys, but this time from post-Pet Sounds era. So, I'm expanding a bit. We're doing something from Sunflower. This is All I Want to Do by the Beach Boys. Enjoy. Yeah, so I'm not a huge fan of their output from like Sunflower and I forget the name of it, or Surf's Up. But yeah, I really like All I Want to Do and a few other songs. But yeah. Still been pretty big on this Big Thief album that came out this year. I've been listening to it pretty constantly, so we're going to play another song off that. Although we are moving quick today. I got to start talking more, but sorry, I had a bit of a late night last night, so a little bit out of it. But, yeah, we'll keep it going. This is Time Escaping from Dragon New War Mountain, I Believe in You. I always have to look at the name of the title because I always get it confused and jumbled in my head. But, yeah, here's some Big Thief. Enjoy.
Thank you. They say everything falls through. Each dimension breaks in two, like the two hands clapping, like the two wings flapping.
That was Time Escaping by Big Thief. I don't know what you guys have been watching recently, but I've been binging, or I finished binging Hacks on HBO Max. Great show. Go check that out if you like. I don't know. It's a really good. I hate using the word dramedy because it's stupid, but it's a really good comedy / drama. It knows when to stop being funny and really like develop its characters, and other times it just knows when to be funny. So it's a good show. Jean Smart is awesome in like everything she's in, and she's particularly really good in this, so yeah, check it out. Okay, so got some semi-exciting news. On Saturday I'm going to be going to a Grateful Dead show, and then on Tuesday I'm going to be going to another Grateful Dead show. Crazy, right? Going to Foxborough and then to Hartford. So in preparation I'm going to play a song from the Dead, but in other news, on next Wednesday I'll have a special guest on the show. He goes by many names, but most commonly Cheese. One of my good friends from back home is coming out to see the shows with me, so we'll have somebody else on the show for once this summer, which will be nice. To get myself in the mood and to get everybody else in the mood. This is Althea from Naso 1980 May. It's a classic version. Let's get right into it.
with you, but you. Your friends are getting most concerned. Loose with the truth, baby, it's your fight. Baby, I hope you don't get burned. When the smoke has cleared, she said, that's what she said to me. But I wanna bet to lay your head and a little sympathy. We'll be right back.
Sorry, I got a little lost there. Forgot to pause the song. But yeah, that was Althea from 1980 in Nassau, New York. Classic show. Really, really good little double show, May 15th and 16th. If you want to go listen to it, it's worth it. Yeah, all right, we're going to play the PSA and then get back to the music.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
I love heroin PSAs with the dope synth at the end. But yeah. All right. I'm not gonna lie. I really was not expecting to just roll through the music as quickly as I am today. But I'm kind of out of stuff to talk about. So, actually, no. Here's something we'll talk about. NBA free agency has been so boring this year. Oh my god. I was hoping for some like big trades, but now it's just everybody's like, oh yeah, Kyrie's gonna walk now. He's just gonna take his player options. Of course he is. He's gonna get paid less if he goes anywhere else. But you know, everybody saw that coming. Probably the Heat have been getting screwed over a bit. The two worst have been PJ Tucker's probably going to the Sixers, which just makes me hate the Sixers even more. And it looks like Victor Oladipo won't be returning, which both are like pretty sizable blows, especially I would say Tucker more than Oladipo. But I don't really know what I think this is partially mismanagement on our part. We didn't really give Depot enough playing minutes, so I'm assuming he's thinking the same thing for next year, even though probably we would give him more playing minutes next year, but whatever. We'll find some better people. I'm still really, really hoping we try to trade for DeAndre Ayton, because I'm not going to lie, I think Bam's problems are that he's not a center. It's a bit too short, and I think that if you move him to the four, then he gets more offensive leeway. So that would fill Tucker's void, and then we don't have a starting center. And a lot of people are hot on Yurtseven, but I think that he needs another couple years to really develop before we consider like starting him as a center, or really giving him any kind of significant playing minutes. So yeah, DeAndre Ayton is my pick for a free agent center right now, who I think we should pursue. I don't know if we have the cap space to do it because of how much we're paying Lowry, Butler, and Bam, and then gonna have to pay Hero, and where are, I don't know why we gave Duncan Robinson $90 million, but don't ask me. But yeah, I don't know. DeAndre Ayton would be cool. I was trying to think about what else. The John Wall trade to the Clippers is nice, and I'm not gonna say I called it, but I was sitting with Craig and Ethan watching a movie, and I get a notification on my phone that John Wall is clearing waivers and the Rockets are buying him out. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what team he's probably going to end up on. I'm like, oh, the Clippers would be nice. And then about 5 minutes later, I get a Twitter notification. He's planning to sign with from Woj. Oh, I'm planning to sign with the Clippers once I clear waivers. Wow. Yeah, they should pay me. I should go work in a front office. okay. That's enough. That's enough talking about basketball. But up next, we have a Mothership Connection, Star Child from a Mothership Connection by Parliament. The other side of George Clinton. I love Funkadelic, play them a good amount, but don't play enough Parliament on the show, so we're gonna try to change that. Yeah, enjoy.
Well, all right, Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the Mothership Connection. Getting down in 3D. Light year groove. Well, all right. You hear the noise? There ain't nobody but me and the boys. Get down. Hit it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boot, doing the bump. Hustle on over here.
Get your head in the car,
everything never got this far. Mothership connection. Home of the people, the bomb. Let me put on my sunglasses here so I can see what I'm doing. I bring forth to you the good time on the mothership. Are you here? Say, fellas. Nobody but me and the boys.
Me and the boys hit that. We gotta hit the bang.
Hit the bang. Doing it in 3D. So good is good to me.
Let me ride. Swing down, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride.
right. So we have a lot more time left than I was expecting for this set list. I normally try to make them around 40 minutes because I find that I talk around 20 of them, but I guess I've been quiet this morning, so we're gonna call an audible. I wasn't planning on playing any Steely Dan, but it's the one that I had closest, the one that I could pull up quickest. So we're gonna play some more stuff from Gaucho. This is Babylon Sisters. Yeah. Enjoy.
That book's not a game for three.
All right, so that was Babylon Sisters by Steely Dan. We've got a few more songs to close us out today. David Byrne put out what he described as a psychedelic playlist, like psychedelic rock playlist. It's called Psychedelia Lives, the name of the playlist. So it's meant to be like some more modern psychedelic stuff, or even just but really post-60s. I've been listening to it a fair bit. It's got some really cool stuff on there. I'm happy to see him. I want to see him put out more stuff like this, because I love like just listening to what he listens to. The song up next is actually from that playlist. It's from a band called Television. They kind of popped up around the same time as Talking Heads, their CBGB group. This is Venus off of Marquee Moon. Enjoy. So I don't know about you, but I've been getting ads absolutely nonstop for this new Minions movie. And I swear to God, if I see another one, I'm gonna act up. Because I don't care. And frankly, the album is not even making me care. Oh boy. It happens every time one of these Illumination movies comes out. It's just like, it's the most aggressive marketing. It's more aggressive than even like a Marvel movie or something. There's like, I'm getting ads for like ZipRecruiter about the Minions. Like, it makes no sense. And of course, the Minions IHOP meal is back. People are going crazy over that. But yeah, I don't know. Don't go see it even for the meme. Illumination's terrible. That's how I'm going to close this out. I hate Illumination. I wish I could use the language I want to use, but I can't. They're awful. They're awful for animation. They underpay their animators. Everything looks the same. There's no creativity whatsoever. They are products. Go support real animation. Go watch something good. Don't go watch Minions Rise of Gru or whatever it's called. Yeah, whatever. All right. Old man yells at cloud is how that sounded. All right, we got one last song to close us out before I head back. And if you're still here, I've been hemorrhaging viewers this show because I've been very low energy. But you're still here. Tune in next week. Cheese is going to be here. It's going to be a super fun show. We're going to talk all about our experiences at the Dead concerts. And to close out, I got some Neil Young for you. This is Roll Another Number for the Red. Enjoy. And thanks for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. This has been Stranger Waves on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy, everybody.
It's too dark to put the keys in my ignition. And the morning sun is yet to climb my hood ornament. But before too long I might see those flashing red lights. Look out, mama, 'cause I'm thank you.
Jumped, never asking why. We kissed our